You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. CAL FIRE has named the blazes that devastated Sonoma and Napa counties earlier this month the October Fire Siege. FEMA is saying this is the worst fire disaster in California history. As of today, evacuation orders have been lifted for all but a few fire zones, but thousands of people are displaced with no home to return to. KALW's housing reporter Liza Veal is here with me to talk through the consequences for North Bay homeowners and renters, real estate, and people at risk of homelessness. Hey, Liza.
Hi, Hannah.
So what's the status of the fires today?
There are still firefighters out there working on Tubbs Fire and the Nuns Fire and other big fires in Napa and Sonoma, but most of them are projected to be fully contained by the end of the week.
Okay.
At this point, there's just a few hundred people still staying in the shelters. There were thousands, but they're staying in schools, they're staying in churches, state fairgrounds. They even opened up some casinos.
So those places are just set up like regular shelters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they provide little mats for sleeping. They serve meals. Some have medical and mental health services, people to help with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that the atmosphere in these shelters is really emotionally heavy, and not necessarily in a totally bad way. I talked to one person who's staying at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and her friend had offered to put her up in Marin, but she actually wanted to stay in the shelter. She said she felt like the shelter was where she was supposed to be. She didn't want to be isolated from the other people who shared this experience with her.
Oh, so do most people know at this point if their homes are gone or not?
Most people know, but not every fire site has been opened up for residents to return back to and find out.
Mm-hmm.
More than 8,000 structures have been burned. Santa Rosa lost about 5% of its total housing stock from the Tubbs Fire. And that's about five times the number of homes that the city built all last year.
Right. 5% can really affect the whole city's real estate.
Yeah. And Santa Rosa was already really short on housing. The average rent increased at least 10% since last October.
Wow.
That's the steepest increase of any Bay Area city.
Mm-hmm.
So now, with a bunch of people losing their homes, looking to rent a place with almost no vacancies around, that just puts a lot of upward pressure on the price of rent.
Okay, so do we know, was it rental housing that was lost in the fire?
I talked to officials in Sonoma County this morning, and they haven't got counts down exactly for what kinds of buildings burned down.
Okay.
We know that two trailer parks were hit, but the neighborhoods with the most damage were generally middle and upper middle class neighborhoods with mostly single family homes,
mm-hmm.
which means just that the likelihood that people will be insured is a little better than if the majority of the damage was to poorer or more renter heavy neighborhoods.
Right.
But it still means that thousands of people are looking for housing right now.
Yeah.
And I also want to add that Coffee Park, one of the most thoroughly destroyed neighborhoods, it's not near wilderness or agriculture. It's separated from parkland by the 101. And I was talking to my friend whose childhood home in Coffee Park burned down, and he said, it's as if a neighborhood in the flats of Oakland burned down, you know, relatively modern building materials. It just kind of boggles the mind.
Mm. So is there anything that city officials in Santa Rosa can do to kind of ease the pressure on rents or make it easier for people to find an affordable place?
Well, there's a law in California that prohibits price gouging after a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So rents can't go up more than 10%. But this past June, voters in Santa Rosa just very narrowly voted down this measure that would have implemented rent and eviction controls. So if there were rent control right now, they could keep prices from going up at all.
Mm.
And so Santa Rosa Supervisor Julie Combs, she said that putting rent control on the 2018 ballot is now urgent.
But in the meantime, what will happen to people who have lost their homes?
A lot of people's insurance will pay for a hotel for a certain amount of time. And everyone else will probably lean on their network, staying with parents and kids and friends until they can find a new place to buy or rent.
Right.
I recently reported on the aftermath of the Lake County fires back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people had just moved away from the area, not wanting to try to rebuild in a neighborhood that was kind of a ghost of its former self.
Yeah.
Or not wanting to go through the hassle. I mean, people in Lake County are still waiting for contractors to become available and for prices that surged after the Valley Fire to come down. So in Sonoma and Napa, it's going to be a big, long, expensive rebuild for the insurance companies, but also for the underinsured and the uninsured and for the cities and counties and for the businesses that were hit. I mean, like FEMA said, it's the biggest fire disaster in the state's history.